I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A Peruvian, a Cuban, and a Dominican enter a bar and mayhem happens. It might just be the start of a joke, but no, it's the real thing. We may not be a bar, but mayhem will indeed happen. And this most definitely is the crossover you have all been waiting for. The Cooligans, a.k.a. Alexis Guerreros and Christian Polanco, join the show to chat about their beloved NYCFC, some advice from Pierre, I'm always late, Aubameyang, and Everton, Christmas wish list, managers who could best play Santa, and much much more. The Cooligans are here. La Cultura celebrates. Que Golazo begins right now. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Que Golazo. Thank you so much for being part of the family. Make sure to follow us on Que Golazo Pod on Twitter, youtube.com/Que Golazo, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and so much more. Right then, when I said I'm excited, I meant it. This is finally happening, everybody. I want to welcome the Cooligans to the show, Alexis Guerreros and Chris Polanco. Chris, because you showed up first. How are you, buddy?
I am well. I have, arrived on time, awake, ready to go. I don't drink coffee, so water is all I need to get going. Thank you so much for having us.
And by the way, everybody, just following up on Chris's comments there, you know, I don't like to do stereotypes, but guess who showed up later than everybody? Alexis Guerreros, explain yourself.
Apparently the calendar wasn't in Cuban people time, and that's not my fault. Also, Christian doesn't drink coffee. I just drank enough for the both of us, so no worries. And if a Cuban, a Peruvian, and a Dominican walk in a bar, based on what's happened right now, the Peruvian is paying.
Well, I might steal the wallet from somebody else and then I'll pay myself. But I just want to say, we were ready for a 10 a.m. taping and I get told that Alexis is sleeping. First of all, I'm not even angry. I'm tipping my hat off. That is unbelievable. Anybody that can sleep past 9 a.m. deserves an award. Alexis Guerreros, explain yourself.
I am a comedian and 10 a.m. is my 6 a.m. That is my explanation.
Well, listen, you are most definitely reasoned with that one. And I just want to say it's been a long time coming for having the Cooligans here. So happy as Que Golazo and Cooligans do the crossover. By the way, before the pandemic kind of broke off and started everything, my appearance on their show on Fubo was the very last one. And then Chris, mayhem just broke loose.
Correct. Yes, you were the last in-studio guest. And then they were like, you know what? Something happened when LME showed up. This place is contaminated and we can't go back. It smells different. I don't know what was going on. They were being super rude. I'm like, he's a good guy.
They were like, this is the end, right? We can't do anything better than this. So let's just shut it down for 2 weeks and flatten the hilarity curve. I think
little did they know that they needed more sanitizer after a Peruvian came.
Always it was an honor having you on the show, and yeah, you are our last in studio guest, and then everything shut down and we had to get in these boxes. We've been trapped in these little Zoom windows for two years.
I know. I feel like the villains in Superman 2 right now. Like, it's just like we can't get out.
Like everybody else, and especially everybody in the soccer space, the show must go on. So we're all trying to just continue this going. You know,
give people good content. You know, what
give
I mean?
People good content, and that's exactly what we're going to give you today, everybody. Welcome to Que Golazo again. So happy, and we're going to do so much fun stuff. But we're going to begin on NYCFC, guys. Obviously, you're a big part of the club's journey, representing, we're all New Yorkers. We all met up there when the mayor and City Hall celebrated the team winning their first ever MLS Cup. Alexis, I mean, how good was it to just be in that environment?
It was insane. I mean, Christian and I kept looking at each other, you know, just being like, can you believe we're allowed to be in City Hall? You know what I mean? That's first
for a good reason, right?
Yeah, we're not being paraded around and being shown what not to do or for what other people would not to do. I mean, it was absolutely one of those incredible moments where you wonder to yourself, how far has soccer come in this country? How big is the sport of football in a city like New York, and to win and have the city sort of react that way and to grab us and say, obviously not just us, but to grab the sport and say, you won for the city and we want to celebrate that, to me was absolutely insane.
Yeah, and the getting to, you know, we've always said, like, the Cooligans would not exist if NYCFC did not exist, right? That's where the show began, kind of in those stands, just supporting the team and joking around with other, like, supporters and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm from Brooklyn, New York, and I've gotten to see, like, the New York Giants win, and that's pretty much the extent of, like, my sort of New York support fandom. But I'm not, like, a diehard, like, invested, oh, your season ticket holder for the New York Giants. How wealthy do you think I am? You know what I mean? Supporting a soccer team and then having them win is just something. It's so grassroots. It is so community based. You know, everybody, my friends who are Giants fans, we're not like, you know, I would die for that man. I'm just like, he's all right. He's just another one of the guys that supports the
yeah, but
Eli
every time
Manning.
Moxie Morales gets slide tackled, I'm like, yo, should I go out there? Yeah, exactly. Should I go out there?
Cute as a button, Moxie Morales will always take that. But to your point, though, about, you know, just the growth of the game in the city, obviously all of us are New Yorkers, we're all Latinos, and just how impactful that is. It has such a Latin American flair as well. I mean, Sean Johnson is an adopted Peruvian as far as I'm concerned, but it was a great, great moment for NYC. Let me ask you something very quick. Let's go with Alexis first, and Chris, jump in. Tati Castellanos, obviously Golden Boot winner. I mean, this kid, I interviewed him for the show. I know that you guys have talked to him as well. Like, just such a star. But, you know, it seems that maybe there's some interest in Europe. Thoughts on Tati staying, leaving? Alexis, what do you think?
Not but. I mean, there's been interest from Palmeiras. You could tell I grew up in North New Jersey because I say Palmeiras. Shouts to Ironbound section. There was interest from Palmeiras in the past, and then he signed an extension. Look, we're part of the City Football Group, whether people like it or not. And when that happens and you have a player that gets interest, there's a lot of options for them. They could sign with City, get loaned out. They could go to other clubs. And I think this is an opportunity where you're going to start to see a player that came from, you know, Montevideo City Torque or Club Atletico Torque in the past and has developed through a system of clubs like City Football has. And he shines at every level he goes. Golden Boot is no joke in this league. And he shines in every league he goes. I can't wait to see what else he could do. He just needs a better barber. Can we all agree on that?
Well, you can tell him that. I'm not going to.
He'd slap me.
He takes some risks, all right? Some of us are more courageous than others. If NYCFC lose MLS Cup, I could understand the possibility of him staying to try to finish the job.
Yeah.
But I mean, what an incredible season. What an incredible time when the stock is at its highest to make a move. I know there's interest in Italy as well. He wants to play in Italy or Spain. That's what I've heard.
West Ham is interested.
I know. West Ham is up there, by the way. But yeah, Spain would make sense, obviously, because a lot of what happens with specifically young South Americans is they want to go somewhere where, at least at the very beginning, language is not an issue. So Spain could be one. But Italy is another part, by the way. But to your point, Chris, I think had NYCFC not won, it would have been, hopefully a mountain, not as high to climb to keep him. But now, obviously, with all the success, Golden Boot, et cetera.
But he's very Latino. You know, he's like, wait a minute. Kanye West, Jamon, McGill? Those are two things I love.
Well, listen, I'm telling you something. He's very South American, man. He knows exactly. And to your point about the barber, he better find, I mean, I think you'll find him more in Spain than you do in Italy, at least cheaper wise. I don't know. But it'll probably be interesting to see what happens.
It's easier to find Dominicans to give you a fade in Spain than it is in West Ham.
And if anything, you can fly in Mariano from Real Madrid and he can.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, amazing for NYCFC. Congrats to both of you as well and everything that you have done. All right. But let's move on here and let's talk about the clubs. It's no secret, if you follow the Cooligans, of course, that Chris is an Everton fan, Alexis, an Arsenal fan. Those videos that we saw, amazing when you went to England, of course, even Paris before. I mean, guys, you're traveling everywhere. What's up, Chris? What's going on with that?
you're getting
those points.
the last few months, you know, we've had the opportunity to like just shoot our shot, try to do big things, and really, you know, we have. We went to I'm the Everton fan, Alexis Arsenal. We call it the Cooligans Clásico, when those two teams play, and we got to see it in person, just a couple weeks ago. And that was, I mean, look, we all kind of went in like, oh, well, Everton is, they've lost seven in a row. They're probably not going to.
Yeah, it's over. It's not going to happen.
Right. Real somber on his end until the actual match.
And then Demarai Gray with the absolute stoppage time stunner. It was unbelievable. So we filmed a whole mini documentary around it, and that will be out soon. So stay tuned for that. But
yeah, so please stay tuned to watch me watch Arsenal lose at Old Trafford and at Goodison.
Reaction.
What a wonderful trip.
Yeah. A lovely experience.
Episode one and episode two is just Alexis just like so annoyed at the screen.
It's old school like TV to be continued.
But to remember that though, going to that point about Arsenal and Alexis, I mean, it's been, you know, it's been interesting, right? After an iffy start to the season, things are going really well for the Gunners at the moment. Even Pepe is clowning opponents around. I mean, yeah, it's League One opponents, but still, regardless. But one player, Alexis, has fallen on hard times. I mean, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, originally a captain, no longer. Now we're talking about maybe leaving the club, that wasn't involved in the League Cup as well. You tweeted a good poll here. Does Arsenal play better without Aubameyang? Obviously, overwhelming. Yes, I guess it depends when you ask it. 2:30 p.m. on December 19th, when things were still rolling.
Surprised Alexis was awake to tweet
that. I set my alarm.
2:30 Pacific, so he was good to go.
It was
Alexis. But
tweet,
what advice would you give to Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang?
You know what? Hire a moving company now. You gone, my friend. You gone. Look, he's got to move on. I appreciate Aubameyang. I respect Aubameyang. I'm happy to see him, live out the rest of his career somewhere else. I've said in the past, you shouldn't give a 3-year contract to a 30-year-old, but we had to do it when we did. It's a lot of money, but we had to do it because we had to stop the tide of our big names leaving. And now, he could go. We've got this young crop of amazing kids. I think 18 of the last 20 goals we've scored as a team have been scored by players under the age of 22. We are fine for the next 6 to 8 years. We just need to get some other younger players in, and that starts with striker. So Aubameyang, love you, homie. We'll remember you forever. Those goals in the FA Cup were incredible. You got to go, my G.
There's a short leash out at Arsenal.
Have you heard of Kanye West Hamong?
Kanye West Hamon, have you heard it? You out, baby.
I'm wondering, you know, we saw really the issues at Arsenal are really like kind of maintaining a winning culture, and anybody that kind of gets in the way of that, it's at least good to see a coach like Arteta say like, hey, I don't care how much you're paid. I don't care what, you know, how quote unquote valuable you are to this team. Mm. If you're not buying into my philosophy, then it's not going to work. And, you know, even getting to see Aubameyang twice, you know, I saw him at Old Trafford and at Goodison Park, and just missing chances that he probably should put away. Like, you know, there's something either psychologically or just something missing from his current, like, you know, in his current run of form. So,
yeah, which is interesting because Pierre, when he first arrived, one of his, I mean, he said it passionately. I want to be an Arsenal legend. I want to lead this team. And piece by piece, that really hasn't happened. And to your point, both your points, this is now an Arsenal philosophy that doesn't rely on winning mentality, but a mentality that educates. That's why you have Saka, Martinelli, Smith Rowe, I mean, El Chucky Patino from the League Cup game as well. All these players that are now, like, to your point, Chris, you know, the winning mentality. So, all right, so let's play a quick game then, Chris. Where do you think Aubameyang's going in January?
So I was saying this on our Twitch show the other day. I'm a little concerned that the situation may not be that simple, and it might be we might have another like Mesut Ozil situation on our hands.
He just stays for a while,
where they can't really get rid of him. He gets paid quite a bit of money. His wages are very high. I don't expect that they want so much money for him because they know they're probably going to lose some. Mm. But yeah, we've heard the interest from like Barcelona and all this other stuff. But I'm like, I don't know how. Nobody has money, and then they have money, and then they want Haaland, and they want Mbappe, but now we can afford Mbappe. None of it makes sense. I don't think come January it's going to be that simple, and I don't think he goes to some tremendous club that is like successful.
Yeah, his weekly wage is the problem. Yeah,
right. Yeah. He's going to go to the Africa Cup of Nations. He's going to get rejuvenated. Maybe he comes back with a different attitude. Maybe he doesn't. But at the end of this season, he's gone. And whether he's gone in, we sold him, or we found someone to take him out on loan and to pay his salary, or at least a portion of his salary, or he realizes, dude, you're not a starter, so you're just going to live out the last year of your contract, kind of riding that bench and getting, you know, cup minutes. If that's what he really wants for probably the last, you know, peak year of his career with his skill set, which is, you know, running at players and stuff, I don't know. I doubt he's going to want that. So I think his brother and father that are his agents.
Oh, that makes me feel good.
That's always good.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's move on.
I don't have one of either. You know?
It's one of either. I can't have both of you. I can't do it.
No dad and no brother. Yeah, agent. It's me with a different voice.
And that, unfortunately, is exactly what's going to happen. All right, let's move on to Everton, by the way. Chris, 14th in the Premier League. I mean, you know, a valiant result against
overachieving. Chelsea. Thank you.
As of late, well done, well done.
Yeah, that's a Rafa Benitez team, 14.
That's a Rafa Benitez special, for sure. But let me ask you quick, regardless, obviously, Rafa in, Rafa out, it's way more, it's deeper with Everton, I feel. Yeah. So what would be your Christmas wish list? Who needs to change?
First, I mean, I think the first on the list has to be just a healed team, just an injury-free team is probably the
wow. One he starts thing with excuses.
Wow. Oh, wow, bro, did you see we got 19.9% possession against Chelsea? Okay, I think we're playing with actually injured people. Okay, it is. They should be hospitalized.
You get more possession when you get out of the bus and you're holding the ball.
It is. Look. Decore got injured. Dominic Calvert-Lewin hasn't played a game in almost a year. Allen is injured. Seamus Coleman injured. Like, there's the issues with Luka Dean. Like, he seems to be gone in
his ego
January.
Is injured.
Well, it makes the frustration is that there isn't a clear, like, sort of transparency of like what issue Rafa has with these players. Clearly they're butting heads. There's some sort of issue. But I think
Manager does that. No manager comes on and is like, "Yo, I'm gonna tell you what the problem with this dude is."
Unless you're Jose Mourinho.
Jose
Mourinho will post it on Instagram. And he'll tell exactly what Chris, to your point about the squad, though, I think the other issue, though, is that this is a squad that's been the same forever. There's no imagination here. So do you think it's a bigger problem than just the squad, Rafa? Maybe it's the ownership, the director of sport. We already know that person already said goodbye. So do you think that's a bigger issue, or is it just because of health and injuries, etc.?
And remember that we met all these people, Christian.
You held the FA Cup in the dressing room, Chris.
Remember how these people welcomed us in? Anyway, go ahead, Christian. What are your thoughts?
Look, we were in Liverpool talking to all the Evertonians, and really everybody voiced these concerns. What you're mentioning, the board and blah blah blah. And look, I can't. Who knows if the board is specifically responsible for why Fabian Duff has no first touch? I don't know. That doesn't make sense to me.
You gotta ask his mom for that.
That doesn't make sense to me.
Did he get bit by a radioactive Jazzy Zardes?
The frustrating thing is this on the what's happening on the field. I don't think the players are. Agree on what the tactic should be and I also don't think Rafa believes he has the players to implement a system that he also believes in. If you Everton, they clear the ball. Like, Jordan Pickford has to be literally, they put a cape on this man because he has to do everything to keep them in games.
Yeah, fair play. Well, all right, listen, before Alexis jumps in, one question, okay? Is Rafa the right man for this?
Yes.
Look, first of all, it's not even a yes or no. It is Everton have had about five managers in about 5 years. Mm. There's no way you can say at this point that another manager is what we need. Another manager will fix this.
Unless he can play midfielder.
Okay. Wayne Rooney, manager midfielder. This is...
Well, that actually makes sense.
There is a culture issue that you just need somebody there for a couple years, 2-3 years to just implement, even if it's the wrong culture, at least it's consistent, you know? That's what
So everyone's going to be goth? I don't know. We just need a culture.
Give me your thoughts, Alexis. What are your thoughts on that?
When Carlo Ancelotti left, it was probably the worst thing that could have happened to Everton. But that was that moment where you said you need to hire a manager of that ilk or your club slides out of the availability of hiring managers of that ilk. The only one available was Rafa Benitez. So you had to take him. And what happens when you hire Rafa Benitez is you take all the negative that comes with him. I just said this on our show, but Peter Crouch was telling a story about when he first got to Liverpool, one of the players that was on the team was kind of struggling and went up to Rafa and was like, hey, I'd love to get some help and figure out what it is that I'm doing. And Rafa's such a data guy, and he's such a guy that says, like, do exactly as I say and you'll succeed, that coming to him and saying, yo, I'm having a problem, I need some help, he sat that player for four matches. He's like, boom, you're out of here. It's like, no, you're not listening if you're asking you for help, which is insane, but that's what comes with Rafa. So if the players just get behind what he wants, at the very least, you won't be relegated, and you hope that as they're building this new stadium, they're going to invest a little bit more than $1.5 million.
I just want Jerry Mina to get his flavor back. That's the problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know what
injury.
I mean?
Another injury.
The facts remain Everton are 14th, 19 points, and they're only 8 points above relegation. Though I do feel that there's more teams struggling. All right. So listen, we're going
to Arsenal.
Yeah. We know. Here we go. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's Christmas holiday goodness. As we give you the top five footballers for a night out, which players top the 2021 naughty list, and much, much more. Que golazo, Cooligans. We'll be right back.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back, everybody. Que golazo. Got the Cooligans here, Alexis Guerreros and Christian Polanco, for your holiday goodness. Right then, we're going to play some games, everybody. And let's begin, boys. Jack Grealish, Phil Foden got reprimanded after the Leeds game. They went out. I mean, they're young boys. I don't really blame them that much. But Pep Guardiola apparently is really, really strict on discipline. So I wonder what happened with Benjamin Bendy. But anyway, then we'll talk about that in another game. But this is Jack Grealish and Phil Foden. They went out, and obviously they got disciplined, whatever. So we were wondering here, at Que Golazo, the top players for a night out. So I'm going to get the ball rolling, and then I want the boys to just chime in, okay? So here are mine, guys, all right? This is what I have. And I want you to think carefully about why I chose them, okay? They're not necessarily all because they're all crazy or whatever. But it's just because when you're going out on a night out, you kind of want somebody on your back. So the first one for me, John McGinn. John McGinn is the best player in the league to go out. He's nuts. The second one, James Milner, because you need a designated driver. Okay. The third, Olivier Giroud, because he'll just get you in everywhere, right? Uh-huh. He's so pretty. He'll hook you up.
Or no matter everyone.
What. Like, no matter what happens, Olivier Giroud will hook you up. Okay. Uh-huh. The next one is Alan Saint-Maximin. I just think that he'll be so much fun. Don't you think? Like, he'll just be a good time. And the last one, of course, Gianluca Lapadula. Those are my choices. But who would you have as your players to go out? Let's go with you, Alexis, first.
I'm okay. If I went out with Olivier Giroud, I wouldn't be able to have a good time because I'd be staring in that man's eyes. Majestic. Look at this. That's not a human being. How are him and I the same animal? That just can't be real.
Look at him.
I'm exhausted already just looking at this.
Okay, yes, get rid of that image because I can't think about it.
Too much. Why is he looking at me like that? He was looking at you guys like that, right? So first I'd have to go, and this is going to be a lot, but I'm going to go Emile Smith Rowe, Saka, and Martinelli.
Don't go out to the Tottenham side of North London.
First of all, they're celebrating like crazy on the pitch. I can only imagine what the party
they're going to have you doing TikTok dances.
Bro, fine young. With that. And I can't wait to jump in a pool on an inflatable unicorn.
Okay.
With soccer.
I'm just, Emile Smith Rowe looks like the kind of guy that says, I'm going to go and get all the drinks. And he takes like 3 hours because he's too polite for the bartender. Like,
if the bar is weeded, he's not getting in. No, he's a sweetheart. He's just going to sit there fixing his hair the whole time. Whatchamacallit. So I'll pick them. I wanna say Alfonso Davies, right?
Oh, okay.
And then the last one is Karim Benzema, because I wanna film a music video.
Okay, but Alexis, be very careful with Karim Benzema.
No. I'm well
Make
aware.
Make sure you know where his phone is at all times.
This is why I didn't put Karim Benzema and Giroud at the same time, because there would be videos of me drooling over Olivier Giroud. And then he tried to scam me with it.
Go ahead, Chris.
We mentioned Yeremina. Yeremina, obviously one of the best dancers in world football. So he has to be there. I was gonna say Alfonso Davies as well. That's a good choice.
Interesting. Why do you think Alfonso Davies?
Look, as far as his IG videos and TikTok game, IG live, like the guy knows
how to on social. Yeah,
he's funny. He knows he doesn't take himself too seriously. Jokes around. He's someone we've always wanted to have on the show. Like,
he loves good music.
Yeah. Great personality. You saw when Drake followed him? You saw that video when he lost his mind?
Yeah.
That's a down-to-earth human being.
I tell you one thing, though. If we all dine and dash, he's gone. He's gone. Yeah. Like, no, man. We have to pay for it because we'll get caught.
Oh, my fat ass is paying for this meal. 100%.
I mean, this isn't a night out, but... Bruh, I want a Twitch stream with James Rodriguez.
Bro. Oh, okay.
There's nothing better, okay? Just really not taking your job and life seriously on Twitch, talking to the homies.
Just the Prince of Saudi Arabia.
He's like inviting you to his like Aladdin-like castle and shit. Uh-huh. Yeah, I would love it. It's a good one. I'm really surprised none of you have picked James Milner. You need a designated driver, guys. You need somebody.
We got Uber.
He's a soccer dad.
Oh, that's true. That's true. You got Uber. That's true.
And I was going to say Rooney, but... I don't know where that night ends up.
He'd Irish exit at this age. Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Yeah. Well, let's. You have another one before we move on, Chris?
No. Keep going. Let's keep going.
All right. Well, let's keep going. Let's go with the naughty list. There's been a lot of folks in 2021 who we think, you know what, you might not get a gift from Santa. So I'm wondering, out of all the players around, who do you think should be in the naughty list, Alexis?
I'm going to say Aubameyang.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to go back to Arsenal, but, you know, you say you're going to go help your mom move, and then you take a couple extra days, and you completely forget about all of the COVID restrictions when you get back, as if you don't make £350,000 a week and have people who handle this for you. You know what I mean? You ain't going on kayaks to find a flight. My guy, people handle this for you.
If it's his brother and his dad taking care of the travels, they might go on kayak.
But someone tells you, yo, you need to come back on this day and do this test and be prepared for this training. Stop acting like you didn't know all that.
I just think when you're a captain, man, you have the role of being a captain. You just throw it away. I don't know. But yeah, Aubameyang is my choice too. Chris?
This is a tough decision. I mean, I guess if we're you know, it's
Digne for whatever he did.
Yeah, that's it's like if you have to make it very personal in your own club, it's just like this, like what happened? Like, ¿qué pasó, Lucas?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
It's just absolutely baffling. Just these, you know, Alexis mentioned earlier, like, oh, a manager is not going to say what a player did. But Arteta was like, well, Aubameyang did not show up. But, like, they can do it if they need to.
They put out a public statement.
Yeah.
So he would probably be on there, even though it's bad, because it might even be Rafa as well, because maybe it's on Rafa's point, on Rafa's end. I don't know what happened.
I think so. All right. Well, let's move on. Let's talk about which team would throw the best Christmas party. Chris Polanco, let's go with you. What team do you think, what club would just throw the all-out shindig?
Well, you know what? I think because we were just there, especially after an MLS Cup win, NYCFC, because they did something incredible in Portland. After the MLS Cup victory, they rented out a hall for all the for a bunch of supporters. It might have been like 400 or 500 people. Rented out a hall, got them all food, and the players came through with the MLS Cup and celebrating with the players. NYCFC, if there wasn't a concern about COVID, the holiday party would be absolute madness.
It's
right
that
now.
City football group money, right?
Yeah. They actually empty the hotel of food. It started out with like chicken satay and all that, and it ended up with a pile of corn dogs. They were like, this is all we got. This is all we got. Eat the corn dogs. I'm going to say we were also just there. And here's the reason I'm going to say PSG. Okay. First of all, Neymar, Messi, Sergio Ramos, Gini Wijnaldum, Donnarumma, all these incredible players. But we never got a chance to get media passes for that match, and we couldn't understand why. And then
like Neymar, would you go out with your hat as well?
100%. And I hope he solves that crime. I think the dude in the black jacket is the guy who did the crime.
Clearly he's searching for a vampire.
Why is Salvador Dali here?
I don't know, guys. I love them in Carmen Sandiego.
This is incredible. But yo, we saw the door open to the media entrance, and there was this table. It looked like you were on the Titanic. It was shrimp cocktail everywhere. There was an ice sculpture. Fam, I'm gonna hang out at Parc des Princes with the players. That's the party I want to go to.
I like that. That's a good idea. My choice is Newcastle, because they have more money than PSG, and Geordies can party, man. I'm telling you right now. It might be a mess. They might not be a club in the Premier League after that, but it's going to be a party.
It's going to be the saddest party.
The saddest party ever. All right, let's move on here. How about, this is a fun one, holiday season, obviously, Christmas time. The top five, it doesn't have to be five, just top managers who could double as a mall Santa. I have my list already, but Chris, I don't know if you had a list or you thought, who is a manager that you think, you know what, you'd be so good as a mall Santa?
Ronald Koeman, he's available.
I didn't think of that one. And he's available, yes.
So, he ain't doing none.
It's a good gig, Ronald Koeman, obviously you have Steve Bruce. I'm obviously thinking the chubby white guys. But
I got one, and he would make the greatest Mo Sander, who would not give a damn about your kid or his gifts.
Go ahead.
Bruce Arena.
Yeah.
I couldn't be bothered.
I was thinking of Bruce Arena, actually, because he would be, if he was up for it, he would be great. Here's one for you. This is more bad Santa. Maurizio Sarri. He would just be so angry the whole time.
Just
crushing cigs.
Look at this right here.
Yeah, love it.
Maurizio Sarri would have the worst time ever, and I would be absolutely loving it. But to your point, others, maybe Sam Allardyce, I think, obviously would be a good one.
Maurizio Sarri would be like, oh, kids, I'm not real. Just ruin the whole thing.
Which one of you is a wingback?
Your parents are dead. Get over it. Yeah.
I got the greatest. Doesn't even need a chair. He's just going to squat the whole time. Bielsa.
Perfect.
Bielsa would be so philosophical. He'd be like, what do you want for Christmas? A truck. And then he'll give you a 3-hour essay of why a truck is not the right thing.
It just so happens that I have an Excel spreadsheet about trucks.
Guys, we have missed the best one. Piojo Herrera.
Oh, my God. Could not sit in a seat. First of all, a guy with no neck always deserves to be Santa.
I mean, that's what the beard is for, to hide it.
It goes chin to chest. I love this man.
That would be incredible. I love it. All right. Well, listen, let's move on here, because there are also some players as well who wouldn't necessarily be Santa, but they're cute as a button, as our friend Jimmy Conrad says. So who would be the players who could be the elf on the shelf? I mentioned, Alexis, that Joel Felix would be really good just because look at his face, man. He is elf on it, but that said that he's not, he's too tall. So who would you have as an elf on the shelf?
You know, what I notice, Elf, I'm going to say a name that you're probably not familiar with, but when I think of Elf on the Shelf, I think of like the head being a little bit bigger than the body, like the characteristics are really big. And there's a player that just started his Arsenal career. I like to call him Charlie Latino, even though it's Patino. But his ears are so big.
Dude, he was on my list for this, so I agree with you.
Yo, he kind of looks like... an elf on the shelf to
well,
me.
He's 12 years old, this kid. He's so young. Des, I don't know if you have time to throw the image even after later, but he's so young looking. Yeah, he, absolutely. That's a good choice. Any more?
Just thinking about shorter players. What's his name? You know who the MVP of the of MLS, Carlos Hill.
Carlos Hill. Okay. Former Villa player.
Yeah. Stack, but he's one of those, you know, they're supposed to move the elf on the shelf. His would move on the on
there's
his own.
There's Patino. There's Chucky Patino.
Look at this kid. First of all, 90% ears. Look at this kid's face. Right? I love this kid. He's going to be a legend.
Yeah, but boys, Chris, I'm surprised you haven't mentioned Maxi Morales.
Yes. Maxi's obviously there. Another name you have to include is Lorenzo Insigne.
Yeah.
Obviously, just, cute as a button. Just, yeah. you can't even find him. You can't grab him. He's difficult to.
There he is. Look at him. Look at him. The kid on the right is just smaller than Insigne.
Wait, which one is he?
Insigne, I mean, look, and I'm sure you've experienced this when you, we're all around the same height, right? When you play against shorter players, when you play against a good athlete that is like 5'3", 5'4", it is one of the most frustrating.
So things. Annoying.
This is what I love about soccer and football and this, like the beautiful game that is, it's sort of like the great equalizer kind of thing where you can be an incredibly short person. You could be a short king or queen, as they say, and still be able to dominate a game. You can't defend against players this small. They just evade any kind of.
But you can't be fat and slow. I mean, it's just really disrespectful.
Well, I don't know, man. Maradona towards the end, like he could do whatever he wants. But
yeah,
he gained a few pounds.
I meant Maradona.
I was gonna say Papu Gomez as an elf on the shelf, I was watching an interview with him after the Barcelona game with Sevilla. He's kind of scary looking. He looks like a character from a Guy Ritchie movie. I don't know if he'll be an elf on the shelf.
So I got one, N'Golo Kante, because he's just smiling.
Oh, that's so cute.
Right? And you know what? He's going to defend the kids no matter what happens.
Yes. He won't let anything go past him. Absolutely. 100%.
And no kids are going to touch any of the packet, any of the gifts before Christmas.
All right. Tackle right into them.
I love
you're
it.
Getting two-footed with a smile.
Did you hear this note about N'Golo Kante? That obviously he's a nice guy, has a great personality. Everybody loves him. But when he's on the pitch, he never helps any opposing teammates up.
Yeah, you know, good for him.
Yeah, it's like a very psychological, interesting thing. He's like, no.
He's like, I draw the line at helping your ass out.
I can only be so nice.
Like, I can only be so nice. I love that. If somebody puts their hand out and N'Golo is like, nope.
No. I'm really sorry, man. He probably feels terrible about it too.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we're gonna finish up, by the way, with a very controversial topic.
Uh-oh.
One that's gonna be super interesting. As you know, the Cooligans, New Yorkers myself as well, but you know, pizza is a massive part of their life. And Alexis, first of all, talk to me about Hawaiian pizza. What is it that you absolutely you detested, I presume?
Hawaiian pizza was invented by a Greek guy in Toronto, Canada. It is not Hawaiian in any way, shape, or form. When it started out, it was called Polynesian.
Is the Canadian guy not from Hawaii?
No, he's a Greek guy. He was Greek.
Not Greek Hawaiian?
No, a huge, huge population of Greek Hawaiians in Toronto, Canada. Massive.
A Greek Hawaiian living in Canada. If you need a demo to find it, it's right there.
Right. We're confusing the hell out of any English people watching because we are mixed, but not that mixed in this area. It was considered Polynesian style because tiki bars were popular. And first of all, Hawaiians don't put ham on top. I mean, don't put pineapple on top of pizza. They glaze ham. Gelatinous fat needs an acid. What better than a sweet acid? There's no gelatinous fat on deli ham that all your stupid pizza places are using. Also, you would never ruin great pizza this way. You know what this is like? If you like pineapple on pizza, Luis, that's like putting ketchup on a arroz con pollo.
Okay.
Like the entire
country of Puerto Rico?
They put ketchup on a broken pollo.
Look, Latinos put, I don't know, like ketchup, definitely. We put it on cereal. Shit.
But not on a broken pollo.
So, Chris, you feel the same way.
I do, but look, Alexis is the pizza expert. Alexis was doing pizza tours for years. One that's way more passionate about this. You know, when he said that sweet acid, I'm like, I love that sweet acid. Okay, girl,
That was very impressive, by the way. You got to get up after 10 a.m. more often, I think.
No, it is. What about
this part that Des Norris put up, by the way, in the All or Nothing thing, where Weston McKennie and Buffon were talking, and McKennie was like to Buffon saying, you don't put ranch dressing on your pizza. Chris, what do you think about that? Did you see that?
Like, ranch dressing is obviously gross and doesn't belong anywhere near, any Latino, but some people have their interest. Alexis is way more passionate about this than I am. I feel bad. I'm disappointed in Weston McKennie. Yeah. Just like the rest of Juve are disappointed in him.
Right.
But
this might be the reason why.
This is not how you bond with your teammates. So no. Weston McKennie really needs to fix
And also, it. I want to stop this that the Italians somehow know more about pizza than New Yorkers. Nah, because if it wasn't for New Yorkers, y'all wouldn't even know you had something good.
Oh,
it's
preach,
because
baby.
Of us. It's because preach. Of us that it became popular. Pizza is like a hot person from a farm town that came to New York and became a superstar. It's because of us.
Pizza's Kelly Kapowski in like season 2.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. I'm going to tell you just one thing, just in defense, all right? Peruvians love Hawaiian pizza.
No. Peruvians drink. Start there.
And I want to say something. Italians wouldn't even have pizza if it wasn't for Peru or Ecuador, because guess where the tomato seeds came from? From South America. So every now and again, I just have to defend Hawaiian pizza. But listen, to Chris's point, Alexis is the pizza king. So the moment you started talking about acid and stuff like that, I was like, man, all right, this guy knows his stuff.
But LME is right. If it wasn't for Peru, had the trade with Spain. Spain sold tomatoes to Italy. They thought it was poisonous, so they only let the poor people eat it. They just used to use it as sort of like a garnish to show they were rich. Poor people would rub it on the bread.
That's how
it ended up on pizza. If it wasn't for the New World, y'all wouldn't have anything. And by the way, noodles came from China. So what is Italy besides fusion food? Y'all got nothing on your own.
Exactly.
Polenta.
Dile, Bobby, dile.
We should have spent the entire hour just shitting on Italy. That would have been great. Let's go.
I don't care what you like, Buffon.
What kind of name is that anyway? Yeah. I'm in go. Yeah. So what, bro? Ranch everywhere. All right. Listen, this has been an absolute blast. But before we say goodbye, we always do final thoughts with Heath Pierce, Jimmy Conrad, James Mensch, JJ, Jonathan Johnson. So I want to leave that to you, Cooligans. Final thoughts, anything that you want to bring up that we haven't perhaps discussed. It can be about the beautiful game. It can be about something that's coming up for you. Final thoughts before we wrap this up. Let's begin with you, Chris Polanco.
My final thought is I'm just absolutely honored to be here and getting to know you and work with you. We've known you for several years. We always talk about this, the Latinos that are in this game, especially covering this game in the United States. Look, everybody has something to offer. We're both stand-up comedians, and the fact that the Cooligans exist in this space and are welcomed and loved by other Latinos and work together, it's absolutely beautiful. You see right there on the shirt, more female, Black, Latinx, Indigenous, Asian, LGBTQ voices in sports, the Meg Reyes shirt. So I'm glad this is just a personification of all of this shirt. So thank
preach,
you.
Brother, preach.
And I love the fact that a Peruvian had to sit here and listen to a Dominican and a Cuban talk about their sport. But here's what I'll say for my moment. Yo, Arsenal going to finish in the top four. I told you so. Trust the process. Arteta in, baby.
I knew he was going to finish with an Arsenal comment. But
remember when Everton were in first place for like 2 weeks?
Remember when Arsenal were in last place? Wow.
I'm just going to say Aston Villa has a European Cup. That's the only thing I'm going to say. But that is it, my friends. Alexis Guerreros, Christian Polanco from the Cooligans. Thank you so much. Chris, thank you, brother.
Thank you so much for having us. Appreciate you.
Alexis, always a pleasure, my man.
Absolute honor.
Thank you so much, everybody. Make sure to follow the Cooligans on Fubo, on Twitter, Alexis Guerreros, Chris Polanco as well on Instagram, and GigolassoPod on Twitter. We are on YouTube.com/Gigolasso, Apple Podcast, Spotify. Leave a rating and review, and CBS Sports and your CBS Sports app. Have a fantastic holiday season, and we'll see you next time.
I'm going back to bed.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.